It's Marketplace Tech for August 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Drone use in the U.S. has been a rich source of comedy in recent years, but things are taking a serious turn in North Dakota. The state has adopted a law that could allow law enforcement to deploy non-lethal force from a drone. Non-lethal in this case means things like so-called beanbag rounds, crowd control stuff. But House Bill 1328 has legal experts debating the issue this week. Ryan Kahlo is at the University of Washington, and we have him on from time to time to talk about this stuff. Hey, Ryan. Nice to have you back.
Hi, Ben. Thanks.
All right. Using force is a pretty dicey call to make. Can drones or police operating drones make this decision effectively in local law enforcement situations?
I think there are a lot of challenges. Less than lethal force can still be quite harmful, even lethal. And you know, what are the opportunities for de-escalation? I mean, if you're right there with the person, maybe you get a feel for the situation and you can figure out how to de-escalate so that violence isn't necessary. But gosh, if you're just using a remote-controlled drone from somewhere and you can just hit a button and the button is fire, what's the disincentive?
There was a lot of talk about local law enforcement buying and using more military-grade equipment in the wake of protests in Ferguson and other places. Who is making money in the police drone business here, and what is the business angle to the beginnings of what we're seeing when it comes to law enforcement drones and how they're being used?
The military has been a huge customer for drones of all sizes. And so these companies, defense companies and aeronautical engineering companies and so forth, have scaled up their operations in order to supply drones to U.S. and other militaries. And so it makes sense for those companies to then go around to local law enforcement. Now, the public needs to draw a distinction, of course, between a quadricopter with a beanbag shooter and a Predator B drone with Hellfire missiles. But the idea of using drones for operational awareness, that is, of course, something that law enforcement got from the military, and it needs to be part of the story about the increased militarization of our police.
Ryan Kahlo is a law professor at the University of Washington. Ryan, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, Kahlo says there really isn't comprehensive federal law around this kind of drone use in the U.S., so a kind of federalist approach to policy will likely develop. That means other states will be watching what happens in North Dakota as they consider their own legislation. A couple of tech company blog posts are making headlines. Google's general counsel has strongly rejected EU antitrust charges that suggested it hurts competition with how it displays its own services in search results. The company is responded to European regulator charges from April with 150 pages of counterarguments. I didn't read it all, but the TLDR version is that the company's search policies ain't going out like that. And in a blog post from Instagram, reps for the photo app say it has finally decided to stop the madness and will allow users to post non-square photos. I'll be right back. Going to upload all those dachshund photos I've been hoarding. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Ian Bogost, professor of media studies and interactive computing at Georgia Tech. Ian, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready.
131 startups.
Well, this can't be the unicorn club. That's too many, right?
Yes, you are
is
correct.
It? Is it? Yes.
The number of startups valued at over $1 billion, a.k.a. unicorns.
Okay, that's a good start for me.
Do you think that that's the right avatar for a $1 billion startup? Or would you pick
yes,
something else?
Yes, because unicorns don't exist, and so these startup evaluations, being questionable as they are, unicorn's a perfect word for it.
All right, what do you got for me?
11,000 people.
It's got to be maybe the number of actual female account holders that have been sussed out in the Ashley Madison hack compared to the millions and millions of men who had accounts.
So I saw that number, too. I think it was right around that amount. But the number I'm thinking of, the 11,000 people, is the number of spectators who packed into Madison Square Garden to watch the North American League of Legends final.
Do you play League of Legends?
I have played. I am intrigued by esports, but I am a very poor participant, either as a player or as a spectator.
All right. 75 million downloads.
I'm not sure. It's the number of, I don't know. You got me. I don't know.
Windows 10.
Windows 10, of course.
The number of downloads Windows 10 has gotten in its first month. The operating system is free to spur people to, of course, upgrade. What do you think? Windows 10, have you upgraded yet? What's going on?
I haven't upgraded. And actually, one of the reasons I don't do these upgrades is that my broadband at home is metered now. And so I have to think about how much that download costs me.
So what do you spend your bandwidth on?
It's all updates. I have to turn everything off and then really deliberately upgrade when I mean to. Or I can do it from Starbucks, maybe.
You're the guy who's hogging all the bandwidth in Starbucks. We found you.
Shh.
All right, what do you got for me?
452.8 miles.
Man, you're good. You got some good numbers. I don't know. You've stumped me. I was going to say something drones or a flight or I don't know what.
Now, this is on the ground. This is the distance that a Norwegian man named Bjørn Nuland drove his Tesla Model S on a single charge. The Tesla normally has about a 265-mile range, but the catch was that Nuland had to drive it about 25 miles per hour and coast and do all sorts of tricks in order to get that
far. I was going to say, he was driving real slow.
Yeah, there's a video. It's an exciting video, as you can imagine.
Is it in slow-mo?
The whole drive is in slow-mo in normal motion. So.
Ian Bogost, he is a professor of media studies and interactive computing at Georgia Tech. Ian, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you. I had a good time.
More of Ian at Bogost.com. More from us at Marketplace Tech on Twitter. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.